This is episode 2308 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to our series. We are on day three of looking inward so that you can be more present with yourself. And in today's episode, I have a powerful breathing technique for you. This entire series is based upon the interview of your fellow meditator, Kristen Neubauer, who was so kind to share her meditation journey with us. I thought it would be nice for you to glean a little insight into some of the people who've been meditating with you, doing the same meditation techniques, going through the same weekly themes with you, and how their meditation journey is emerging. Now, Kristen, I didn't know it at the time that I invited her for the interview, but she has been a listener from the beginning of the podcast. She now listens on the app, and I want to mention that I'm not sure where you are on your meditation journey, but wherever you are in the right place. Here on the podcast, you might get just what you need. Some meditation inspiration. Maybe you're new, so the short meditations I share with you are just right. Maybe you're a long-time meditator and you use the techniques and get started on your own meditation and you simply sit longer. It's all good. Honor where you are. Now, some of you have wanted more, and this is why just a few years ago, I created an app called the Sip and Om Meditation App, and it's where I take you through a more deeper guided experience where you can meditate for half an hour. Now, you can also still meditate for your 5 or 10 minutes on the app there because it's always time-stamped when the meditation starts, and you can simply take it for as long as you want. Stop it at any point. It's structured in a very specific way to where you can receive a full body guided relaxation or do the technique or do both of those or be guided a little more through an experience. So it's up to you however long you want to meditate. But there are some additional tools there on the app, and there is a journal with a daily reflection question, as well as a guide, a slowdown guide, with all the tools and techniques from a series right there organized for you at your fingertips. So it's kind of like the show notes of the series are right there for you. So it is 1 week absolutely free for you if you want to try that. That's where you can get a little more support, the Sip and Om Meditation app. Well, here you are, and I'm excited to share with you the breathing technique for today. This is a breathing technique that Kristen does, and you can do this technique seated or laying down. This technique has you inhaling, and as you do so, draw your breath up the left side of your body. And as you exhale, you will allow your breath to be released, visualizing it rolling down the right side of your body. And I want to combine this breathing technique with one more technique to make it extra powerful for you, and that is to visualize your challenge. Your challenge this week is to every single day ask yourself, what is it that I would do if I could do anything in life? What is it that you would do without any limitations? What would you do? And then, as you meditate, you might just begin to receive inspiration as to how you'll get started achieving whatever it is you want in life. I'm going to share with you a quote from Aesop's Fables. This is Kristen's favorite book. Now, Aesop was a slave in ancient Greece who passed along his stories. These were stories to inspire people to live a better life and to be their best. And this quote is from the most beloved of the more than 700 of the fables. It is from The Hare and the Tortoise, and I'm sure you know this story well. The quote is, "Slow and steady wins the race." And this is so true when you're setting out to launch into a dream, or you're simply making it through each day during challenging times, and each time you sit down to meditate. Slow but steady wins the race every time. So again, wherever you are in your meditation journey, keep showing up for yourself. Go at your own pace. If you're ready for more, meditate longer. If you're just beginning your ritual, maybe sit quietly for a few minutes to get used to the feeling of stillness. Stillness doesn't come naturally. It's cultivated. It's within you. You simply have to draw it out. So sitting still, relaxing your mind and body, doing a breathing technique or repeating an affirmation are great ways for you to begin to feel still within yourself. So settle yourself down now and get ready to do this breathing technique. Now, as you do the breathing technique, as I mentioned, you may lie down or you may remain seated. Close your eyes and gently elevate them ever so slightly upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to relax your mind and your body as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice where you might feel tension today. Name your mood and what may have triggered this particular mood. Just allow yourself to be exactly as you are, knowing you're going to work with this mood. You're going to allow the emotional dust to settle. Now, on your next breath, inhale through your nose, visualizing your breath rolling up the left side of your body. Draw your breath from your toes all the way to the crown of your head. And as you do so, visualize what it is you want to do. When it feels right, exhale and visualize your breath rolling down the right side of your body from your head to your toes, releasing fear and doubt, letting it go. Again, inhale through your nose and draw your breath upward from your toes all the way up to the crown of your head, rolling up the left side of your body. Visualizing what it is you seek in life. As you exhale, release your breath, allowing it to roll down the right side of your body, releasing fear, doubt, and tension. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to luxuriate in this beautiful sensation you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.